I'm Sam Wieger, Vice President of Recruiting and Training for Callaway's. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Sam, very much. I'm proud to be presented by Callaway's. Proud to know Sam and all the other wonderful people at Callaway's. I consider them very good friends of long standing. I've known Sam for 35 years or more. Hey, great Mother's Day. If that's an appropriate greeting to you, happy Mother's Day. I'm not going to wish it to you individually because one never knows in this world and nothing worse than an inappropriate greeting. And so I'm going to do it now. It's a blanket happy Mother's Day, and I hope it's a great one for you. So anyway, if you're not a mom, then hope it's a great day for you. So I hope you enjoy gardening, and let's talk about the plants at your place. The time to call is right now. Mike Bass standing by, running the boards, and he's ready for your call. And in the other studio, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'll be here for the next 2 hours to answer those questions. And then our family is going to church, as we try always to do, but most especially on Mother's Day. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
It's
Give us a call now. 800-288-9227. I fooled Mike with my intro there. Let me just tell you, we always do begin the program with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report with Senior Horticulturist Steve Huddleston.
It's time for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, sponsored by Lentz Landscape Lighting, LENTZLighting.com.
Cherry really confuses the poor guy who's in there in the other studio pushing the buttons. We welcome to the microphone right now Steve Huddleston. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day celebration planned, and I hope it's a great day for you. And what would be a nice thing to do for a mom today? Give us a clue.
Well, I think people should bring mom to the Botanic Garden. It's absolutely beautiful. We have many routes for strolling through the garden and lots of flowers to see. Mom will certainly want to see the rose garden. It is just beautiful.
It's looking nice, huh?
Yes.
That's great. How would you get your mom to the rose garden? Tell us about it. Some people may not know. You've only had it there for about 80 years.
Yes. Well, the rose garden is at the south end of the garden. People still need to come in the main entrance where the floral clock is. And then just follow the roads to the south end of the Rose Garden. There's even a turnaround in front of the Rose Garden shelter house. There's parking in the Japanese Garden parking lot or in the weekend parking lot that's close enough to the Rose Garden.
Yeah, it's pretty much catty corner from the main entrance to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, so you'll have a chance to see a lot of beautiful gardens. Oh, you're going to talk about the plant that's in bloom at our house. When I go home today, I'm going to see this also. It's not yet in full bloom. Is it at the Botanic Garden? Tell us what the plant is.
Nearly, yes, and that is the oak leaf hydrangea. You and I talk about these about at least three times a year because they are really pretty each season of the year.
Yes.
But they're just exceptional in the spring. This is a large deciduous shrub. It's native to the southeastern United States. It's about 6 to 8 feet tall. It has large leaves that resemble oak leaves. The flowers are white and appear in May and June as large terminal clusters as long as 12 inches. They're very showy. The flower heads are attractive the rest of the season as they turn a pink color and then mature to a parchment color. And this is a shrub that prefers moist, rich soil, in part shade to shade.
All right, I'm going to put an arbitrary scale of 1 to 10 for plants and how successful we can be with them. And I would say mophead hydrangeas, the florist hydrangeas out in our black clay soil, even given that shade that you were talking about and a lot of love and care in our area, I would rate in my landscape anyway about a 2. I could probably keep them alive and going, but they're not easy. This thing, by comparison, I would rate a 7 or an 8. The only challenge would be if you have shallow soil with a lot of white rock. But it's a beautiful and wonderful shrub, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You would hardly recognize it as a relative of the florist hydrangea because it's a big shrub that, depending on the variety you select, can be anywhere from chest high to taller and 6 or 7 feet wide. It's a beautiful plant. Oak leaf hydrangeas. All right. Great year for magnolias everywhere, hasn't it?
Well, yes, and they're blooming in the garden now. We have tall and very old specimens across the street from the restaurant. These are the species. Dinner plate-sized blossoms with a wonderful fragrance. Then we also have Little Gem, which is a scaled-down cultivar that reaches a mature height of about 20 feet, has columnar growth habit, smaller leaves and flowers, very appropriate for suburban lots and landscapes. You see a lot of these used in landscapes. Mm-hmm. And then we have another cultivar called Claudia Wanamaker. She's on both sides of the ramp and the rose garden to help channel one's view down the ramp and beyond, to create a wall of separation between the rose garden and the adjacent garden. So we've got those three varieties, and they're all blooming now.
I don't know that one. Claudia Wanamaker, tell us its expected mature size.
Well, I think it gets a good 50 feet or so.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Claudia is a big girl.
Yes.
All right. Herb Festival coming up next weekend, next Saturday.
That's right. Yes, this coming Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 3 in the Garden Center. This is a very popular event. The features vendors selling all things herbal, including herbs.
Okay, and when you say garden center, you need to explain that, because people are thinking about the garden centers they see as they drive down highways.
No, I'm talking about our visitor center, which we call the garden center. Yeah, so they come in the main entrance where the floral clock is. Excuse me, and they will be looking at the garden center or the visitor center.
Straight ahead. It's the main entrance, the main building. It's where the brain power is, the high-paid people. That's where they have their offices. That's right. Where's your office, Steve? No, never mind.
It's not in that building.
All right, I got you. Anyway, but that's straight ahead of you when you come in that main entrance, folks, and that'll be next Saturday from 9 to 3. Be some unusual herbs there, I'll bet, won't there?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, all right. Sorry about the lack of a cough button for you. I know how awful that can be. All right, let me give a couple of pieces of information. The website is fwbg.org, just as in the initials of Fort Worth Botanic Garden. The 24-hour information phone number is 817-392-5510, and they are easy to find, folks. If you can find the zoo, you just go the other direction off I-30, just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth. It's about half a mile north of I-30 on University Drive, and the entrance is very plain there. You'll see the floral clock. If you've gone to get to Casa Manana, you need to turn around and come right back, because you just missed it. And come on in. The hours vary a good bit with the different gardens, so check the website, but be sure to go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Did I cover it all?
You did very well.
All right. Steve, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we bet. Thank you. Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Again, give us a number, a call, if you would like to talk about the plants at your place. This is the time to fill up that phone. Maybe kind of a quiet day with Mother's Day going on, so call right now, won't you please? 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let's talk about plants in your landscape, your garden. 800-288-9227. Arborological Services is our sponsor right at this point, and I get to tell you about Steve Hauser, Kevin Bassett, Russell Peters, and the 100 or more people who work at Arborological Services. They have 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have also just hired in the last 3 months or so Dr. Greg Church. He's a PhD plant pathologist, was a Collin County Extension horticulturist for 10 years. And Greg has joined their staff and brings so much brain power into that company. He is quite skilled, and they're really happy to have him aboard. Now, here is what you get with Arborological Services. Number one, the finest in tree care. That's a statement alone. Just leave it at that. They also have the award-winning tree climbing crews that have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship about two-thirds of the times it's been held, 24 out of 34 times or something of that magnitude. You get professional college-degreed horticulturists, foresters, and plant pathologists. Nobody will treat your trees any better. Those three people I mentioned at the beginning, Steve Hauser, Kevin Bassett, and Russell Peters, they have all been selected as Arborists of the Year for the great state of Texas. One person per year gets that award, and each of those three has been selected. Now, let me give you the phone number, the contact information. They serve only the Metroplex. Here's their toll-free number to make it easier for you. 866 552-7267. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. Arborological.com is a wonderful website. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. 866-552-7267. It's Arborological Services.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Reba Ochoa, Assistant Manager at Callaway's in Plano, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Reba, very, very much. And I hope you'll get into Callaway's today and let them know that you hear our program and that you are grateful for their sponsorship, because they really do make this program happen. They're the best in the business at that. They jumped at that chance when I presented it to them several years ago, and they've been sponsors of this first hour ever since. So give us a call. Let's talk about the plants at your place at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. A couple of things that we do need to talk about right now, because it is beginning to get a little bit dry, and if you have a sprinkler system, put it through its paces, make sure it's working properly, and then you might want to water right now, because things are beginning to get fairly dry. If you have fertilized recently, the plants are going to start responding to it, and they're going to need that extra water. With all the wind that we've had, they're going to dry out more quickly. That's just really critical, so don't let them go into the tail end of spring growth in a dry mode. A lot of nurseries are having plant sales. Callaway's has some nice sales going on, and so do a lot of the others, and you need to get in and take advantage of those. You can certainly plant at this time without any problem. Just a couple of precautions. If you buy plants at this time, be sure that you are at any time, if they have leaves, always protect them from highway wind. Put some kind of a cover over them. It needs to be, you could use a blue tarp over them if you needed to, as long as you tie it down so it doesn't become a hazard on the highway. But an old sheet can work, again tied down, or nursery shade fabric is what most landscape contractors will use. Something of that sort to keep the highway wind from blowing across the leaves. You cannot drive slowly enough coming home from the nursery. And then secondly, when you buy a new plant, plant it the day that you buy it. Don't be leaving it out on the driveway for 2 or 3 days waiting to plant it. Nothing good happens to a container plant when it's sitting on the driveway. It doesn't get any better. It is sold at the peak of perfection. You take it home and leave it on the driveway for a few weeks, it will not be any longer at the peak of perfection. So get it planted and get it watered right away. That's critical. And then water it regularly all the way through the first couple of years by hand. Get a water breaker or a bubbler and water it by hand so it doesn't dry out. So we'll talk about some things of that sort, and we can talk about whatever you would like to bring to the table for us at 800-288-9227. Mike Bass running the boards, and he will be the first voice you'll hear when you call. And then we can go directly into your problems, your questions at 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and the place that you get it would be through my office or my website. It is not in stores, and it is not on Amazon. You can order it tomorrow, Monday through Friday, by calling my office, but the better way is to order it at neilsperry.com right now. It is $31.95 plus tax and postage. It is not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I self-published this book because I wanted to be able to control the content of it, the number of photographs I put in it, what those photographs were. I wanted to have it printed in Texas, not in China. I wanted it to be a hardcover, not a soft cover or paperback. I just had a lot of things that I wanted to have about this book, because I wanted to be able to say to you, this is the best book I could possibly produce, and I think we have done that. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed. I'll be signing first thing in the morning. I'll personally inscribe if that is what you would like. The one favor I ask is short inscriptions, if you would, please. It's difficult for me to do really lengthy inscriptions. Remember, it's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. If it had gone through a publishing house and distributors and retailers, it would be much, much more. So your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. It makes a wonderful gift. It makes a wonderful reference book for you. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It is only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening. Chapter 2 of gardening as it pertains to Texas. Chapter 2 is a calendar, a text form calendar that tells you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden, and 4 pages per month. I've never put that in a book before. And then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, and lawns. It's all in the book. Again, the way to get it is, best way is at neilsperry.com, but you can also call my office Monday through Friday at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. And I do suggest instead, though, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. We had foundation repairs at the Sperry House several years ago, so I called my friends. I did the same thing I'm suggesting you do. I called Advanced Foundation Repair. They came to our home. Their estimates are always free. Their work is affordable. It always is. Not just for me, for you as well. Give them a call. 214-333-0003. If you need foundation help, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. I've been blessed to have some of the finest radio sponsors right here on my program. I'm asked for their contact information pretty often, and so we have a page specifically for them on my website. Go to neilsperry.com. Click on Radio Sponsors on the top navigation bar, and there you'll have them all. You can also order my book while you're on my website. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's available only from the website. All of that is at neilsperry.com.
Hi, I'm Gabby. I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic. My first day of Serenity High, like any new kid in any new school, I was scared. And now when a new student arrives, I feel compassion and welcoming. Before Serenity, my life was really chaotic and unstable. Serenity High is a sober high school where, even though we're different, all of us understand one another as one. We do have 12-step meetings multiple times a week, every week, as part of our schooling. I've been here all year, and my relationship with my family is healed. For more information, call Principal Steven at 469-302-7830. On the web is serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Without Serenity High, I would probably be getting close to death.
She will graduate in a few weeks. She has finished all of her coursework, and it's been publicly noted that she will be the speaker at graduation. And I had the opportunity of hearing her speak in a meeting about 3 weeks ago, and she is one awesome young lady. So thank you, Gabby, very, very much. That is what Serenity High is all about, folks. Thank you for all your support over those years for Serenity High. We love it. Have an advisory board meeting tomorrow night. Let me tell you right now about Wortham Brothers Roofing Company and tell you how happy my wife and I, our family, is with our brand new Wortham Brothers roof on our home. They are Texas premium roofing contractor serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since 1986. They have the experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed plus one now, ours. All kinds of roofs, composition, clay and concrete tile, metal, slate, new or residential re-roofing, they can tackle any job. If you have wind or hail damage, even if you're not sure, let them take a look. We had hail damage and we didn't even know it. I can't go up on my roof anymore. I'm not climbing up there. It's not a safe place for Neil. And they were able to identify hail damage pretty easily. The thing you have to do is identify that hail damage before your insurance policy says, oh, you waited way too long. So let the Wortham Brothers people help you with that. They'll be more than happy. They're very cordial people, very professional about it. They're not going to be calling you up. Oh, my gosh. How many calls have you had from roofing companies? Wortham Brothers will call you after you call them. You make the call to them. They've been in business since 1986, and they do it the right way. They do it well. Wortham Brothers, the roofing company that's built on integrity, quality, and innovation, the roofing company I'm proud to recommend. It's the first and only roofing company that I have recommended in my career. The roofing company that's on my roof right now, not standing on my roof, but their roof is on my roof, and that's a good thing. Wortham Brothers Roofing. Call them. Call them today. Call them tomorrow. 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com. That's Wortham Brothers. WBRoofing.com. 972-562-5788.
I'm Rob Keeler with Callaway's and Greenville Avenue. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Rob. Man, came to work, didn't he? All right. Let's go to Mary in Fort Worth. Mary, thanks for calling this morning. How may I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I have all across the front of my house, I have a variety. It was there when I bought the house, like in 1990, and it's still there, but there's sections of it that are dying. It gets watered. It has a designated bed. There's no grass or anything in it. But sections of the leaves turn bronze color, yellowy bronze, and then the plant just slowly dies, and all I'm left with is just kind of root stubble. And I was wondering, I think it's fungal. It's probably in the soil, which is the original soil that was put in when the things were planted, like probably, I don't know, 20-some years ago. At least. And I'm wondering if there's anything that I can substitute with in that bed. It's a linear bed for the liriope that would be resistant to the fungus, or something that I can just completely remove some of the sections and just completely replace it. Or if I dig the soil out of the areas that are involved and then replant the liriope, what would you do?
Okay. Lots of questions there. Let me begin with a couple of things. First of all, this is a raised planter bed?
No, it's not.
Okay.
There's a sidewalk. Unfortunately, there's a sidewalk that goes all across the
That's all right, but it's at grade level, so it's not up in the air like
level.
The old, exactly. Old-fashioned planter boxes were up in the air on a lot of the older homes and from the 50s and 60s, and those are vulnerable to cold damage. That's why I was asking. Secondly, has anything changed in the environment of this bed? For example, has there been a tree taken out that suddenly exposed part of that liriope to more sunlight?
No.
All right. When did this start to go bad? Do you remember the month or the time of year?
It was probably last summer.
All right. First part of the summer or the tail end of summer? There's a,
probably
believe it or not, a reason
well,
I ask.
Yeah, the first part of the summer.
All right, because the last part was quite wet. Have you seen on the leaves of the liriope, have you seen spots that are BB sized?
No.
All over the leaves. All right. Is it currently spreading left and right from where the affected areas are? Is it spreading?
Yes.
All right. And did it continue to spread last fall and then again it resumed this spring?
Yes.
All right. The disease that I have seen, is this variegated or green?
It's all green.
All right. The disease that I have seen bother liriope to the most is a fungal leaf spot, and I believe a crown rot. I think if you did a web search, do you go online pretty often?
Yes, I do.
All right, I would do this search if I were you, before I did anything. I would enter the keyword first, university. I want to get to a university website. It's going to put you in plant pathology, probably. You could even add that in if you wanted to. And I would add liriope, L-I-R-I-O-P-E, crown rot. And I think you're going to find that that will take you primarily to the variety called Silvery Sunproof, the variegated one, because it's the one that's most commonly affected by it. And you're going to see a lot of leaf spotting with that, but it also has a crown rot, and I have seen that bother the green one. It's a pretty noteworthy disease that's caused a lot of problems. I don't know that that's what you have. I'm worried about whether they got too dry last summer at some point, maybe through some fault of an irrigation system, or maybe they just got too dry for a period of time. They can run. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's irrigated twice a week, just like the usual restrictions are.
With a sprinkler system?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's, I've had a bed where I lost a few plants, an area, because that particular head was not functioning properly, and it didn't get watered, and I lost liriope in that area because I didn't get the water to it without knowing it. And so in that case, we want to rule that out before we completely scuttle everything. But if it's spreading, that obviously is not it. There's a lot of detective work that needs to be done before you take everything out and go back in with something else. How much space do you have vertically, horizontally, to replace with another plant? How much room do you have for the next
one? Gosh, no more than 2 feet.
All right. The smallest plants that we have would be dwarf yaupon, dwarf nandina like flirt or harbor dwarf. Or liriope. I love liriope, and I would be tempted, if it were my bed, if it's not the crown rot, I would be tempted to take all of it out, replace the soil, put in really good new soil, and then take the best of my plants, divide them, and replant them into that bed, and throw away anything that was at all questionable and any plants that were adjacent to the questionable plants.
That would
be what I would do. But before I did anything, I would do a lot of homework, and I might even send samples of a declining clump to the Texas Plant Clinic at Texas A&M and let them identify. It's going to cost you a little bit of money, but you'll know that way.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, start with that web search, and then I'm going to let you do some more of that homework, and I think you'll figure out what it is.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Appreciate the call, Mary. Thanks so much. Ricardo and Jeff, you're coming up next. If you'd like to call, the next one after them would be at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Thank you all for calling on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, where it's appropriate. Dallas Plumbing Company, founded by Ward Downs in 1903, has been providing plumbing services to the Dallas area homes and businesses since that time. That's awesome. And I get to tell you about Dallas Plumbing and how much we think of this company, and that's even more awesome. I just am so lucky to have that opportunity. I think the world of this company. They have done so much work at our home. We have plumbing equipment through our home that was installed by, bought through, and installed by Dallas Plumbing Company. Now, there's something very important going on that will end at the end of this month. It's a $2,420 cash back on a new Carrier cooling and heating system from Dallas Plumbing, your factory authorized Carrier dealer. Remember, this Carrier offer ends at the end of the month, so hurry. Turn to the experts, Dallas Plumbing Company and Carrier, and in certain areas with Encore, there are additional rebates over and above that for new systems through Dallas Plumbing Company. Let them give you all the details when you call 214-761-6779. That is a special number for our listeners, and they will treat you royally if you'll call that number. If you need 24/7, you need plumbing services, heating, or air conditioning services, that's the number to call. It's 214-761-6779. And the favor I always ask when you talk to any of our advertisers, tell them you heard about them here on my program. I'm Neil Sperry. Tell them you heard me talking about them. Now, they also have a 15-point air conditioning checkup in your home or business for only $49. That is a very special rate for this service, and it's done by the professional people at Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and they'll make sure that your system is ready for the summer ahead. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-761-6779.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
You have heard me say that Callaway sponsors this entire first hour of my program, and I want you to tell the people, hey, thanks for that, when you go into Callaway's today. Take your mom into Callaway's. I'll bet she will love going there today. There are 18 of these stores around the Metroplex, and they'd love to have you stop in. It's all about spring color at Callaway's Nursery. Their greenhouses are just overflowing, and they have everything you need for an incredible interior patio. Cora Periwinkles add instant color to focal areas around your home, and they're a great way to get summer color from Callaway's. They have a lot of other wonderful things at Callaway's as well. But Cora Periwinkle's 30% off 4-inch pots. To make sure that your vincas really stand out, plant them in new pots. You'll be great big pots. You'll be amazed at their selection and styles and colors. They have specialty pots for bonsai, orchids, even African violet self-watering pots, and so much more. They have bloom planters, B-L-O-E-M, bloom planters for hanging baskets filled with your Cora vinca. For more convenience, be sure to include saucers, casters, and pot feet. All of that, 30% off. This is the last day to get this great deal. To ensure the very best for your Cora vinca in containers, plant them in Callaway's premium potting soil. Use Callaway's professional flower food to keep them healthy and thriving. Talk to one of their Texas certified nursery professionals for expert gardening advice and tips. They have more than 100 of them in their stores. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you the very best in plants and products, all backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. To find a location near you, including the new store in Hebron, visit their website at callaways.com. I think I misspoke. There are 19 of these great stores. While you're there, sign up for their Blooming Rewards loyalty program, where you earn reward points for every dollar you spend, gain access to exclusive discounts, and more. Callaway's Nursery, your spring planting headquarters, callaways.com.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
State of Texas is reminding residents it's time to prepare for hurricane season. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
Traffic Watch.
Construction's closed the ramp that runs from southbound Highway 121 over to Freeport Parkway. Construction's also affected west and eastbound Highway 175. That's the Sea of Hahn Freeway between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Highway 310. Construction in Arlington restricts north and southbound FM 157 around Abram and Collins Streets. Let us know about any traffic problems you see. You can call the Traffic Tip Hotline at 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. It'll be partly sunny, breezy today, the high 89 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, overnight low 71. Monday, a lot like today, partly sunny, breezy, high in the upper 80s. Right now, it's cloudy, 75 degrees in Dallas. Hurricane season's fast approaching. Texas officials are urging residents to prepare for possible catastrophic conditions. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott reminded residents that hurricanes are unpredictable, as the governor says we saw last year with Hurricane Harvey. During Hurricane Preparedness Week, officials say the idea is to stay informed about changing weather conditions and heed warnings from local officials. Officials also say hurricanes are not just a coastal problem. The impact can be felt for hundreds of miles inland. Hurricane season begins June 1st, runs through November 30th. A judge has reversed an earlier court's ruling and denied bail to a 39-year-old nightclub bouncer who allegedly beat up his girlfriend on a Deep Ellum street. Police say Jared Broussard beat the woman early Thursday morning in full view of surveillance cameras. Some of the video from those cameras is now circulating on social media. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update's at 9 o'clock, 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Neil Sperry here with you. We'd love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP. Call now if you have a plant question, 800-288-9227. We have a line open, and we'd love to have you on that line. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Right now, you can grow a Mueller greenhouse in your own backyard. Mueller's easy-to-assemble, bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18. They feature a galvanized steel frame with more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, lockable walk doors and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Don't let the weather ruin what you've worked so hard to produce. Get a great greenhouse from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. MuellerInc.com, 877-268-3553. Mueller means more.
Mom can't always be there to look out for you.
Oh, dear.
So we're here to get you where you need to be on time. Know what to wear and know what's going on in the world.
Make sure to tell them to have clean underwear.
A call every once in a while would be nice.
You can forget about that.
Happy Mother's Day. News Talk 820 WBAP.
Let me tell you right now about the Baylor Hospital System, specifically two of their hospitals. One of them is Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of Plano, and also the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of McKinney. We have a history with each of these two facilities. Our daughter's life was saved in 2005 at the Plano campus, and my wife serves proudly on the board of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of McKinney and has since ground was broken for that beautiful facility. She loves that service and proudly tells people about it, and I'm doing the same thing right now for you. You know, there are thousands of doctors in Texas, but only one of you. So how do you find the right match for your healthcare needs? Well, I hope it's going to be in the Baylor healthcare system at Baylor Scott & White Health. They are dedicated to providing quality care close to home, and they've made it easy to find Dr. Wright. You can just go online to finddrwright.com. finddrwright.com. And search thousands of providers by location, specialty, gender, and name. The experienced doctors at Baylor Scott & White Health have one focus in mind, and that's providing quality care for you. From cardiovascular care to urgent care, Baylor Scott & White Health can help you find the right doctor right now. Visit finddrwright.com to find the right doctor for you and for your family. That's Baylor, Scott & White Medical Centers of Plano and McKinney. FindDRWright.com.
I'm Ed Jordan with Callaway's Nursery and Hurst. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Ed, very, very much. Let's go back to the phone lines again. Give us a call, 800-288 WBAP, that's 800-288-9227. Ricardo, my friend, is in Waxahachie. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. How about you?
Good, good. Let me get you. I'm trying to get you off the speakerphone here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I can hear you. It's a miracle.
Yes. It's a miracle. The miracles of science.
That's right. So what's going on for you?
How are you?
I'm
doing
fine.
You get better with your vertigo.
Oh, I'm learning to live with it. Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you. I'm learning to live with it.
Okay. Now, I believe I have a pickle root rot that has kind of attacked a portion of my St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it keeps getting uglier and uglier, kind of like me. But anyway, I've been putting the peat moss on it, and I was wondering, I know that it's a hard thing to measure, but because I try to crunch it till it gets really dusty and small and whatever, how do I know when I've put enough? And it's kind of a unfair question, but do I have to actually see the sort of a brown overlay, or just if it, because it does fall through and I sometimes have a hard time seeing it. So when do I know I've put enough of it?
Well, I rarely out any of my callers, but Ricardo is in medicine. This is not as precise as some of the things that you are associated with, Ricardo. The original recommendation of the research scientist, Dr. Phil Kobol, was 2 inches, and I just could not bring myself. I didn't think we could keep 2 inches of peat on the top of the soil, and I don't know that Phil suggests that much now. I put 1 inch on my lawn, and while I still had St. Augustine, we got shaded out of the St. Augustine business, and I think I might have even given up on my St. Augustine after if I'd have had enough sunlight for it and if this had gone on much longer, because it's just, well, you've been at our home, you know how shaded it is, and it just is about the final straw for me with St. Augustine. I love St. Augustine. But anyway, an inch you can kind of see, and I know how hard the stuff is. They compress it and dry it and do all that they can to get the moisture out of it. And then when we have to deal with it at the other end, it's just so hard. I had the access, luckily, to a roller that was perforated, and you could put fairly big chunks in it and walk across the lawn, and it would break them down. I don't know of any commercial model of such a thing that's available. I would suggest putting it in a wheelbarrow and just chopping it with a garden rake, pressing down on it to macerate it, and then putting it out so you have about an inch. And you can, if you do it after you mow, you can come pretty close to knowing when you have an inch to an inch and a quarter. It's going to settle down in. Okay. You'll lose a little of it that way, but you can come pretty close to knowing, I think I have about an inch. And I don't think it matters if it's three quarters or an inch and a quarter. You just don't want to put a quarter inch on. Somebody asked about that yesterday on another program I do. I said, I think you're going to be way short. But at an inch or inch and a quarter, somewhere in that range.
Okay, no, that'd be perfect. It won't smother it. We don't have to worry about putting.
No. There's no way. In fact, the crazy thing about it, first time I put it on and watered it, it kind of disappears. It does filter on through, and I thought the first time that I mowed it, because I still bag clippings, and then put them into the compost pile, and I thought, man, that's going to be one brown bag of clippings when we put them into the compost, and there was no peat moss at all in it. It was all down on the ground by then. And I tried, as I've suggested to a couple of people, I tried leaving a strip that wasn't treated. And, man, I came back in 2 weeks. I've hurried. I got that stripe treated because it was very visible where we hadn't treated.
You use it as a control.
Yes. Yeah, and the control was very obvious.
Okay. Well, you will be in our prayers, hopefully. Things will get better.
Well, let me tell you, I did something, and I can go ahead and admit now, these medical things I try not to talk about much. Didn't even put this on Facebook, but they got me in an MRI tube. They had to knock me out completely, for the brain scan for the vertigo, and everything's normal there. So it's just old migraines. That's all it is. Everybody has those things.
Oh.
Anyway. Anyway, so
actually,
that's good news.
I'm totally surprised, but good. You got a good doctor. They know what they're doing.
They do. I have several good doctors. There are a lot of good doctors out there. Thank you, Ricardo. I appreciate you.
God bless you.
This man gave me the nicest phone call I've ever had, and it is still on iTunes on my phone. Thank you, Ricardo. All righty. I think he's gone. All righty. Let's take our last break for this hour. I have another hour coming. Jeff, I was going to get to you before this break, but I'll get to you first out on the other side. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'll do a quick version of my ad for my book. It is the book that I have always wanted to have for you. It is 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I'll sign it for you, to you, and mail it to you. It goes, every book is sold out of my office, from my website, or by calling my office. The website is the better way because you can do that 24/7. We're only at the office from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Gretchen is there, and I may be there, but not always. Those are the ways you can get it. This book has 840 of my photographs, and that was a big part of that year that I spent getting this book ready, was editing photos and making sure I had everything that I needed. It has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in the Lone Star State. What do you need to know that covers all of the other chapters? The soils and the climate and all of that. How to use fertilizers. How to do basic pruning work. Then chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. What do you need to perform in January or in February or March or in May? What do you need to prune? And it'll tell you all the plants need to be pruned in May. People tell me that's the best chapter in the entire book. Then chapter 3 is a comprehensive chapter on trees. Chapter 4 is shrubs. I spent about 4 to 6 weeks on each one of those chapters. Vines, ground covers, those are a little shorter. I gained some time on those. Annuals, whoa, lost time on that one. Perennials, lost a lot of time on that one. It just took a long time to write those. There's some comprehensive lists if you need, you know, for example, shade flowers. There are lists for those. It's all kinds of things. And then fruit and vegetables and lawns and I don't know. I think I covered it all. Now, I'll personally inscribe the book to you. Short inscriptions are best because of the aforementioned vertigo. And I'll be signing tomorrow. That's my chance to get it to you. $31.95 plus tax and postage. That's all you pay. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon. Here's the way you get it. You can order it at neilsperry.com or call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at Neil Sperry, neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Hummingbirds are acrobats as they dart and dip looking for the high-energy foods they need. At Wild Birds Unlimited, they can show you how to attract hummingbirds to your yard by offering the right food and the right feeder. Talk to their experts in Arlington, Keller, Flower Mound, Dallas, McKinney, and Burleson. Or find Wild Birds Unlimited at wbu.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. They bring people and nature together.
I'm Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in McKinney. We believe that God is love and that God's love is for all people. If that sounds like good news to you, come join us as we follow Jesus together. We're located in downtown McKinney on Church Street. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy, and join us at First United Methodist for Mother's Day services today, won't you please? The 8 o'clock service is already underway, pretty well finished, 9 o'clock, 10:05, and 11:10 this morning. And contemporary services in the same building at 9:10 and 10:05 and 11:10. Seven services in that one building built in 1898. Can you say a busy neighborhood? We'd love to have you. Love to have you. Advanced Foundation Repair. We're going from a hard winter, a really hard winter, into what could be a hot, dry summer. Sounds like it might be. And my recommendation to you is get on the ball. If you think you've had foundation problems in the past, contact the folks at Advanced Foundation Repair. They can tell right now whether you have foundation issues. They know the telltale signs. They can do a topographic map. That's my term. But I think it pretty well applies to what they do when they check the inside of your home for changes in level. They will be able to tell you even beneath carpet, thick carpet. If you have thick carpet, they can tell you, yes, there are significant changes in the level. When that slab was poured, that baby was level. And now look at this. It's not level. You got a 2-inch drop, Neil, from this corner to that corner. Actually, it's 2.5 inches. So there has to be a problem, a failure somewhere in that room. That was what happened in our sunroom. They identify those problems, and then they give you the bid, and they know what to do. Advanced foundation repair leaders in their industry. Estimates are free. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. It's advanced foundation repair.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I'm Holly Fry from the Fort Worth Callaway's. We're proud to be sponsoring this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Holly, very much. Let's go to Jeff in Kearns. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Thanks for waiting on me.
Not a problem. We've got a deciduous tree. I believe it's an ash, and there are holes all over it in the bark.
All right, and they're randomly spaced, randomly scattered?
Well, my wife thinks there's a pattern. I took a picture this morning and looked at it. I mean, sort of random, about a quarter inch deep, all over the tree. And as I look up the tree, they're all up the tree. So
how vigorous is the tree?
The tree looks great.
All right. Let me tell you how to differentiate, because ash trees are extremely vulnerable to ash tree borers. Those holes that the borers make will be completely random. There will be no pattern at all. And I would say it's not a matter of if an ash tree will develop the borers, it is when. That's a tree that I just never can recommend because of ash tree borers. The other opportunity for holes in the trunk of any tree would be from woodpeckers and sapsuckers, and they will be ultimately regularly spaced. They will be in rows like a machine gun strafe the trunk. They'll be at one level parallel to the ground. There may be many, many levels up and down the trunk of the tree, but they'll all be parallel to the ground. And you have to differentiate between those two. It's going to be one or the other. If it's the borers, there's not much you can do about it. If it's the woodpeckers, they're not going to hurt anything. Tell you what, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm out of time for this hour. If there's more to it than that, we'll come back. So, folks, we'll be back with another hour after this break.